That's not as big as my dog is now. He's only 5 months old. He's going to be a horse in another month or two, I think.
He's 5 months old?
Yeah, he's about this long and about this tall.
Well, the woman that bought him said his mother and daddy was about that high.
Yeah, well, he'll be all right then. He won't get too big. That'll be good. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called?
Cheese.
Okay.
I made many of milk cheese.
Uh-huh. What did you make? What do you use it for?
Eat them.
You eat it just like that?
Yeah, like this you buy at the store now.
Uh-huh.
You buy this milk cheese at the store, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, now that's the way we had it at home.
Uh-huh.
I let my milk clabber and I let it cheese out. Put it on, let it come to a boil.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd pick the hard pieces out, the strands out, and a cheesecloth.
Uh-huh.
And put it in a bowl. Boy, we ate it just like eating sugar. My children and my husband did. I didn't.
You didn't like it?
I don't like it either.
I used to didn't like it, but...
And I'm supposed to eat it a whole lot now.
Oh, great.
Because of my stomach.
Yeah.
I guess that's what turned me against it. I can't even think of eating a little bit now.
How do you like milk?
I love sweet milk.
Oh, that's good. Well, you gotta drink a lot of milk when you got that milk.
Gotta drink 6 ounces 5 times a day. You're supposed to, but I don't.
Well, it's a good thing you like it.
I'm glad I like it. I am glad I like it. My daughter didn't like it, and they put her on it, and now she likes it.
Oh, well, that's good.
She had a upset stomach.
Uh-huh.
She had to eat raw egg and sweet milk
Sounds like it runs in the family, does it?
Yeah, it runs in my family pretty much.
Uh-huh.
Her father died with cancer and stuff.
Hmm.
Cancer of the gallbladder, but it just by the edge of stuff.
Hmm. That's terrible.
Her father died with that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But they said it wasn't an ulcer to start, what Dr. told us.
Oh, yeah.
But he had trouble with his stomach ever since me and him married.
Oh.
But he bruised his spleen and that caused cancer.
Mm. How'd he bruise it?
Climbing a pecan tree. Flaring pecans.
Is that right?
And he grabbed a limb and it broke and throwed him against the body of the tree. And then he caught another limb a little closer down and he finally hit the ground.
Ooh.
But he hit it on his feet.
He did?
Yeah. He said when he hit the ground, he hit standing up.
Amazing. Just amazing.
But the doctor said that was the cause of the cancer.
Mm.
A bad bruise is causing it.
That's terrible.
Because he didn't have it till... Well, my oldest daughter was she's a mother of three children.
Mm-hmm.
When it first started then, we took it to Sherman, to a specialist.
Yeah.
And they said his spleen was broke, that was sores all over it. You couldn't even put a pinpoint down on it.
Oh.
And then we moved to Denton then, and he was in bed for 20 whole days and nights. Couldn't even sit up. We had to feed him laying down on the pillow. And then
was this right after he fell out of the tree?
Yeah, oh, that's it. At 42, when we moved here to Denton, we married in 1912.
Yeah.
And we took him to Dr. He was loaded up, all big as a feather bed, my dear. He just all swelled up and the hurt, and he's just suffering death. Well, anyhow, we'd been up with him all night and all day.
Mm-hmm.
And Dr. just told us, we took him there about 4 o'clock, and he said, well, he has to be operated on. Said, just as soon as we can get to it in the morning, we're going to operate on him. And asked me to sign the release.
Uh-huh.
And I said, Dr., I can't do it. I said, let one of the children. Now, Julia, he said, you've got it to do. I said, he's your husband. And said, he's just the children's father.
Uh-huh.